Today is the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Brethren, let us not covet evil things as they also coveted, neither become ye idolaters as some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed fornication, and there fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them tempted and perished by the serpents. Neither do you murmur as some of them murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happen to them in figure, and they are written for our correction, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, he that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed lest he fall. Let no temptation take hold on you, but such as is human. And God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will make also with temptation issue that you may be able to bear it. The Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from that according to St. Luke chapter 19. At that time, when Jesus drew near to Jerusalem, seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, If thou also hadst known, and that in this thy day the things that are to thy peace, but now they are hidden from thy eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, and thy enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and straiten thee on every side, and beat thee flat to the ground, and thy children who are in thee. And they shall not leave in thee a stone upon a stone, because thou hadst not known the time of thy visitation. And entering into the temple, he began to cast out them that sold therein, and them that bought, saying to them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Seeing the city, he wept. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today's Gospel, of course, is a part of St. Luke's account of Palm Sunday, our Lord's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. You know, when he went in and when he was acclaimed by so many as the King of Kings, as the Hosanna in the highest, the Son of David. Yet our Lord, and even in the midst of this triumphant procession, as he approaches, as he sees the city from afar, he begins to weep. It is the second time that we see our Lord weep. The first time was at the tomb of Lazarus, his friend. Seeing the anguish of his friends there, he wept and consoled them by bringing back Lazarus from the tomb. This time, too, it is not for himself that he weeps. He knows that this week that he is beginning, this will culminate in his blood being shed upon the cross. But that is not the reason for his weeping. No, he weeps as he would have the women of Jerusalem in the eighth station weep. He weeps for us and for our children. Father Lean points out that there were two groups facing our Lord that day. There was the enthusiastic crowd clamoring for him, and there were the Pharisees murmuring against him. But both, he says, were against him. Both of the groups were a sign of his failure to penetrate their hearts with his doctrine, of his failure to turn their hearts from the world to God alone. And this, he says, is the reason that he weeps. Even as they clamored after him, their hearts were not set on him, but on the worldly hopes they had in him. And his failure to convince them, to turn them, was exemplified, says Father Lean, in the fact that on that very day of his triumph, he had to purify the temple. Our Lord wept because the chosen people had not chosen him in return. Father Lean goes on and makes so bold to say that Christ would not have had to die if they had accepted him, if they had turned their hearts towards God and towards God alone, if they had wanted him alone and not their own ideas of him, then our Lord would have accepted and there would have been no further need of his suffering. But as they had not turned to God alone, but were only looking for God as some addition, he would take the ultimate means, he would try one last time, he would make the ultimate sacrifice to try to convince them that it was not for this world that he had come. He would make that ultimate sacrifice, of course, on Good Friday. The same thing goes on for each generation and for each one. We all have to make the same choice, The same is true today. And it is only when men look for and want God for himself that we will have happiness and the world will be saved, the world will be at peace. After our Lord gave the ultimate example, that ultimate example of the sacrifice of his life, many did accept. And we have the list of those who did in the Martyrology, the readings of those who wanted God and who found him. They are the saints. They spread and their number grew. And indeed, you know, at the time of Christendom, we see the whole world seeking to serve God, not every individual, but still in a large part. And this went on up until the Protestant Revolt, which renewed that old idea of looking for God as an addition rather than as everything. Wanting God, but also ourself. The idea that Christ would do everything and we could just be saved by Christ having died. Man has begun again to look for the answer to life's problems through the answer of to the meaning of life outside of God. And the result is always the same. Adam looked for his happiness outside of God and fell into the original sin. Our Lord came, and men looked for happiness outside of him alone, and they committed deicide. In our days, it is the same battle. These things, says St. Paul, are written for our correction, that we may seek to want God only, not coveting evil things, not the things of this world, but rather looking for God and for him alone. We must realize that it is not only in Christ dying that we are saved, but only when that death works a transformation within us. When, as Father Lean says, Christ crucified is no longer something external, but something internal, something that has become a part of us, or rather something that we have become a part of. We must seek God alone, and to seek God in all things, to want him as himself, to little by little surrender our hearts completely to him. One of the great ways of doing this is through the total consecration of ourselves to Jesus through Mary, especially that according to the way of St. Louis de Montfort. In that consecration, we give ourselves and all we possess, everything we have, even our very will, even our very ideas, our thoughts, they are no longer ours, even our merits, we give totally to her. All we want from then on is for her to bring us to God, to have our hearts fixed upon him, to realize that everything else in this world we are only keepers of because it now belongs to him, and that then dedicating ourselves to using it for his purposes, for his will, for the way he wants us to, and that way we are seeking God in all things and seeking God in those things. We must, as last gospel, as the language of last gospel put it, to be stewards of the things so that we can look forward, so that we can seek to with them possess, to purchase eternal dwellings. Yes, to give all of these things to God and to seek him and him alone, to want these other things only insofar as they bring us, as they lead us more to him. If they're not bringing us to God, then they are not helping. If we have already made this consecration, then let us renew it in our hearts to continually try to live it out in our daily life. Or if you are currently preparing to make this consecration on August 15th, give yourself fully to it, to realize that this is the key, this is the secret, this is what God wants, to possess our heart totally. Do not let the fear that can sometimes grip us when it comes to giving up ourself, to overcoming ourself, that fear that we will be missing, that we will be losing out on something, that we will, no, don't give in to that, but rather to give ourselves totally to our Lord and our Lady, to realize that's where happiness, that's where peace will truly come from. Whenever we try to overcome ourselves, self-will will not go without a fight, but be confident that it is in the surrendering of self and of seeking God that happiness and peace will be found. This is what Christ came to bring, and this is what Mary will lead us to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.